Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner reminding you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. We are here now with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the City Paper, talking about this week's issue. Baynard, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Good. The magic of ISDN. There you are.
Indeed. And hey, that was a great segment you just had on. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Can't wait to meet them all.
So this week we have a big cover story that I know you are interested in. And this is the attempt of MICA adjuncts to organize.
Yes.
And I mean, some of the stuff that Edward Erickson Jr. wrote the piece and some of the stuff that he uncovers about the stagnation of adjunct wages as tuition raises, as the salaries of presidents and deans and stuff raises tremendously, and even of tenured faculty. And yet the number of classes taught by adjuncts just continues to skyrocket. It's just an amazing story and really courageous of the people who are trying to organize to go on the cover of the paper and to go on the record and talk to us about this in what's still pretty early stages of their organizing process.
I must just say, and this is, and I mean this in all sincerity, it's one of the reasons that the City Paper is so important, because you have the writers on that paper who do these investigative stories that are not being done. Nobody's putting the time into it.
Yeah, I mean, and this is something that we've waited for a while to be able to follow and wait until it was the right moment, but it's not a thing that we just started following this week, but for the last year or so, we've been in close contact with the people doing the organizing.
And there's also a piece that Van did, right? Do I have the right issue of the new sheriff in town? Is that right?
Yeah, so Van wrote about the sheriff's race, which no one's really covered at all yet. But Anderson, who's been sheriff for 25 years or so now, has two challengers this time.
Quarter of a century.
One of them, Donovan Brooks, and the second one, Richard Parker. And, I mean, the things that all three of these guys, the kinds of missing court dates and child support payments that are going on, it's just an amazing story of human story as well as political story.
Well, that's actually a race that often gets overlooked. So I'm glad that you all did that, because I think that's a race that people don't realize what that office actually does. And I think that's it's good to see there's actually a race in this with three very serious people running in the Democratic primary. We'll see how this all shakes out. And there's so much in here. Let's see. Where do we want to go next, Brandon? I mean, talk about Marcus Dagan. Dagan?
Yeah, so Marcus is, he was on the cover of the paper back in 1991. Max Weiss, now at Baltimore Magazine, profiled him. And he's plays in piano bars as a musician, but he also just released this film about being trapped in the shot tower, The Face in the Door. And he's one of our City Folk profiles, which had been gone for a couple of weeks, but are now back in full force. And he's just a fascinating guy, and that's the kind of people we like to profile on that. Someone who's got a lot of different interests, a lot of different things going on, and really are a unique person. He was in the Israeli army after his first love died in a terrorist attack in Israel. He came to Baltimore in the 80s to play at the 13th floor and has been here on and off ever since, playing cruise ships, and he's like a character out of a Tom Waits song.
But what do you mean he was stuck in the shot tower?
So in this movie, he sees this, he notices this face in the door, and the whole idea of the movie came from counting the steps up, 315, and then as he's coming down, he passes 315, 415, and the steps just descend infinitely. It's a sort of horror flick type of thing. For someone scared of heights, I guess that they would understand that.
I'm in that same club. We're in the same club there. My feet tingle every time I look down.
So also the Effervescent
Collective. Yes, I was about to ask you about that. What is that?
Dance performance.
What is that?
At the Single Carrot Theater. And they've been really trying to get us to review Lily Kind, a real evangelist for dance in the city, to review their performances more. And so I kept saying it's hard to do if you don't go on for 2 weeks to do a review. So they did a two-week run this time. So you can actually go to it this weekend, and it's just a spectacular dance. As she says in the program, it shouldn't be scary or distractingly sexy or wildly confusing.
But
it
is.
It was all of those things in the best way.
So, I mean, you know, that's one thing Baltimore does. We really do have a interesting, lively dance scene that doesn't get much coverage.
Yeah, it really, it's something we're trying to do much better at and to educate the city at more, because there really is some great dance going on in the city right now, and it's sort of a renaissance, so we want to sort of really give them their due.
Well, we do have to jump out of here. I can't wait to see if Evan liked the dress or not. I liked it. We'll see what he said.
Yeah, I think he liked it a great deal.
Good.
Well, talk to you next week, Mark.
All right, Bandit Woods, senior editor of the city paper. Pluck it out of the box. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us today and being part of the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 80.9 FM, the voice of the community. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Henry and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. You can hear the show again, podcast our past shows, and find out information about our guests, what we've been talking about, by visiting us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also download all of our podcasts on iTunes now. And we're going out here with Bob Dylan, the Freight Train Blues, from his first self-titled album, released today in 1961. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Oh, Lordy, Mama, God, I'm in the bottom of my rambling ship. And when the whistle blows, I got to go. Baby, don't you know, it looks like I'm never gonna lose the Freight Train Blues.